Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Children's Book Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, and I am going to bring it this episode because this subject has been on my mind for a long time, and it is long overdue, especially now since I've had a personal experience in this exact situation that I'm going to share with you. You may have considered at some point before whether to work with a book aggregator, a company like Ingram Spark or BookBaby. Well, I am going to share what you can anticipate if you have not already done that. And if you're considering it and you're on the fence, maybe there's something you're going to hear today that will help make the distinction for you as to whether or not that's something you should pursue. So before we get started, take one quick minute and subscribe to the Children's Book Marketing Podcast if you have not already done that. That way you get a heads up every time an episode like this releases. And oddly enough, almost everybody who I've connected with on Instagram in a direct message tells me that they found me through the podcast. So thank you if you are already subscribed. But if you haven't, you will want to not only catch this episode, but the next two after it, because as much as I really would have loved to put all of this into one episode, it just didn't make sense to do so. What I'm going to talk about is Ingram Spark and my experience, because it took about a year after the release of my book for me to finally go into that channel. There's a reason why I hesitated, and I'm glad I waited. But I'm also glad that I took this opportunity to make the attempt. So what I'm going to cover today is who they are. They are not the only ones, but they are unique in a couple different ways. I'm also going to talk about how a book aggregator might be different than a distributor. Because book aggregators work with distributors, it bears some consideration, and so that you understand the difference when you need to use one or the other, or when one will lead you to the other. The other thing we're going to cover is why you might even want to consider working with a book aggregator to list your books, and when it's a good time for you to do this, as opposed to when you might want to rethink it. And then last but not least, I am going to share how my books ended up on Amazon, courtesy of the book aggregator. And that was not intentional. So I'm going to tell you why exactly that was a whole big problem for me. So stay tuned to this episode. Get your notepad, grab something that you can write with, however you take notes, because this one is going to be juicy. So who is Ingram Spark and what is a book aggregator? In a nutshell, Ingram Spark is a company that creates a way for authors for books of all genres to make their presence known in a variety of places. That is the simplest version of explaining that there's a company that has relationships with almost every place that you could possibly list your book. And while a company like Ingram Spark has established these relationships, what they've done is position themselves favorably for any author who may want to take a passive approach at selling their books. So in our case, because we're children's book authors, if you work through an aggregator, what you're doing is saying that all of the places that the aggregator has established formal relationships are the places that you are giving them permission to distribute your book. That could be any of the 40 plus companies that they have relationships with. And because a book aggregator has relationships across the world, this is one way that your books can go overseas. The distribution networks are not inaccessible to you if you use a book aggregator, because the book aggregator's relationships with book listing companies and services overseas will make it possible for those overseas partners to order your books. You're covered if you say, hey, I want to sell my books in the UK. So here's the kicker. there are a number of fees associated, as you might imagine. And these fees cover the cost of having those relationships in place that Ingram Spark has established, printing your books, and making it possible for them to take a portion of the sale as a result of establishing the linkage between you and the book distributor and printing your books for you. With me so far? Okay, good. Now, if you work with Ingram Spark, it could be because you want them to list your books with the partners that they have relationships with, or it could be because you want to purchase your books directly from Ingram Spark because they have a network of printers that will print your books on demand. They make it possible for you to bypass going direct to the printer. But remember, there is a fee associated with making that linkage for you. And if you're curious to know just how much this could cost you, you can go to their website at ingramspark.com and you can enter it into their calculator. I did prior to signing up with Ingram Spark. And let me just be clear. Every couple of months, Ingram Spark runs a promotion where they make it possible for you to list your books for no cost, whether it's an ebook or it's paperback or hardcover. You can list your books there with the special coupon code. And so I used the coupon code. And this was more of an experiment for me than something that I was planning to commit to. And I will tell you also that I know lots of authors who have chosen to make this one of their primary distribution partners, and they are satisfied with the results and the visibility that their books are getting as a result of being within the network that Ingram Spark facilitates. However, it's not for everybody. And I knew going into it that it probably wasn't for me because I am so committed to my margin on the profit. It really was something I needed to experience for myself in order to say, yeah, I understand the magic and I understand how it works. That way I can continue to share these experiences. But if profit margin is your jam, then a book aggregator probably is not your best source for sales. Okay? All right, cool. So now that that's clear, let me just run through an example of the difference in cost that you can anticipate as a result of working through Ingram Spark or a company like them that does print on demand for your books in bulk. Now, I purchase my books in bulk directly from the printer, so my cost is not nearly what it would be if I went with a printer that's here in the US, or if I work through someone who does print on demand and ships here in the US direct to me as a result of me placing the order because they have that relationship with the printer and they are going to run point on all things related to customer service and order fulfillment. Now, my book retails for $18.99. Little Mr. Fix-It Assist with the to-do list right now is retailing on my website for $18.99. And the calculator on Ingram Spark's website spits out a price for me. Okay, so the best way for me to explain this is to give you real numbers. And when we think about going in with a book aggregator, you've got two different price structures you can enter through. You've got the one that says, I want my books to be distributed, so pay me, the publisher, after you've sent the books to whomever is going to purchase them, printed them on my behalf, and shipped them there. That's one price. But then the other price is the price where you're purchasing your books directly that have been uploaded to their system so that you can gain access to the printers that they have relationships with, using their pricing that's already established. So on the one hand, what I did with my children's book, I went in to their calculator, which is on their website, to see exactly what the profit would be after assigning all of the costs to the margin that they will take as well as the printing and the shipping. And the price to a customer of $18.99 means that the profit for me would be $2.92. That is not the case today when I print direct. The profit is quite a bit more. And it's because the cost for me to print my books direct and even market the books direct and put them on promotion direct and send the traffic direct to my website leaves a lot more, even with the other costs involved with selling. So a $2.92 profit isn't something I'm going to get excited about. And what I found was that it would require me to sell at least 5 books using Ingram Sparks calculator in order to achieve the margin that I am accustomed to receiving. That was a bit of a shocker, and that didn't ever quite sit well with me, but I was like, okay, you know, let me give it a shot. Let's just see how it goes. The numbers aren't favorable. However, it's not on the basis of the profit that you should really consider a company like Ingram Spark or another book aggregator. What you're going to get if you set your book in their system to accept returns, what you're going to get is volume. You're hoping for volume and you don't have any control over it. So you just hope that the magic that is Ingram Spark circulates your books to the right places. You can promote it within Ingram Spark and you can make it possible for certain book distributors to be more aware of what you have to offer. Now, you can tell that this experiment did not go very favorably for Ingram Spark, but it did confirm for me exactly what I already suspected. And my hypothesis was that a certain number of purchases would be made over a certain period of time, and the profit on those wouldn't be impressive. What I wasn't anticipating was that my books would be listed with everybody, even those that I had not given permission to. And that's part of the way the system operates. The option presents that you can become a part of the Ingram Spark network and you can then have your book listed in all of the places. But there was one place in particular that I did not want my book listed. We'll get to that later. But for now, know that a book aggregator can make it possible for you to source books directly from them. They can make it possible for you to print on demand and have that book shipped to a distributor, and all of the relationships that they have with distributors worldwide could in some ways work well in your favor. Now, why would you want to list with a book aggregator? Well, very simple. If you would like to approach your children's book in a hands-off way, giving a company that's a book aggregator responsibility over getting your books out there is a good idea. You might be somebody who is super busy and you don't have the time to worry about what the prices are going to be, how to promote it. You could be preoccupied with so many other things around your home life and around your work life that it is a relief for you to work with a book aggregator. And in that case, it might not bother you much, or it might not impact you negatively to have a lower profit margin because they are essentially doing the lion's share of the work. And if you're okay with that, then this is a great option for you because it makes it possible for you to have an approach to getting your books out there, getting your books purchased, and making it possible for the variability of somebody seeing your book who you might not ever encounter and you might not ever send to your website if you're not doing the work necessary to drive your traffic to your website to have that purchase directly. It also might make sense for you to list with a company like Ingram Spark if you want to establish yourself overseas without having to pay the international shipping fees and without having to burden yourself with understanding all of the nuances of pricing and distribution that are outside of your home country. Things don't operate the same way exactly over in other countries as it does here. And so when you keep that in mind, they already have the established network that might be a benefit to you. But when it's also good is if you get a small bulk order and you have to fulfill it without a lot of time, you can at the very least use Ingram Spark's calculator if you don't hold inventory of your own books and at least price to see how competitive they might be to make it possible for you to fulfill a bulk order in a shorter period of time than waiting for your books to arrive from overseas. Now, when you operate with the printer directly, of course, you have to plan very much in advance. You have to be prepared with your inventory. You have to know when you're going to reorder, and you have to be aware of the time required for shipping of your order from wherever you purchase to where you want the books to arrive. And if that's something that overwhelms you, of course, that's where I live, so I can make that whole process simpler for you. I looked at it from the standpoint of what would it cost for me to work with them to source the books, meaning if I get a bulk order and if I wanted to just have a certain number of books on hand as inventory, how might I expect the charge to fit my budget? And the reality is that it doesn't. The price for me, even at 1,000 books, which would be the equivalent of what I sourced my overseas orders for, the price was $9.64 for 1,000 books. So if you're wondering how that compares to what I would consider my usual price structure, paying $10,620 for 1,000 books is about triple what I paid to source the same number of books with very good quality on hardcover, matte pages, all of the calibrations to the paper and the inks that upgrade. And I had to look at this from an analytical perspective because I am an analytical marketer, and it's not advantageous for me to enter the domain of a book aggregator, although it might be worth you checking into to see if it could at some point make sense for you to do it. Well, I'll give you a list of printers, aside from Ingram Spark, that are here in the US that make it possible for you to place an order for your books in bulk, if you want to hold inventory without having to have 1,000 books, because the minimums overseas are usually 500, 1,000 or more, but there isn't a minimum if you want to source your books from somebody who has a relationship with printers. Know this also, you can leverage some of the economies of scale that they'll pass along for it to be favorable for you to work with them to reach the printers that are networked with their company. Could you save money by spending the time necessary to source your books elsewhere? Possibly, which is why I said it helps to have them within your Rolodex so you can at the very least quote it out. If all of that sounds like the concept of a book aggregator, maybe something that you should consider, great. Here was my one big downfall. I believed there was a box that I could check to keep my books from being distributed on Amazon. That was so not the case. And I don't remember why I envisioned being able to control to any extent where my books would go. But as it turns out, that was not true. And so how I found out that my books were on Amazon, the largest distributor of all retail products in the world, was because somebody else told me. Now, I didn't anticipate this, and I, from the very start, have chosen not to list my books on Amazon. So to find this was not only a surprise, but it was alarming. Without getting into all of the details in this episode, I will share why this is the case in another episode. In fact, it might take two other episodes in order for me just to run through the list of reasons why this was not something I wanted. But I'll tell you what I'm doing about it. I'm having the book removed. And aside from how I feel about having my books listed on Amazon, here's the number one reason why. Not being able to control where my books go was one thing that deterred me from working through the book aggregator. But the other is that if the book is on Amazon, that's a double whammy. So Amazon KDP is not how these books would be available to customers. It would be available as a result of somebody going to Amazon, making the purchase on Amazon, and then it triggering an Ingram Spark system that a book has been purchased. When that happens, their fee of something like 60 to 70%, which includes the cost of them printing the books, which includes the cost of them taking a cut, leaves very little profit. And you know how I feel about profit. Mama does not play with the profit. So having the double dip as a result of my books being listed on Ingram Spark and then going to Amazon means that Amazon gets a piece of this and Ingram gets a piece of this. And I was having no parts of it. Now, I'm going to pause there for a minute just to make sure that you understand Ingram Spark is a book aggregator who works with distributors and Amazon is a distributor. But if they're both taking their cut, that means there's very little left on the table for me and in essence for you. So if you choose to use Amazon as a distributor, make sure you go straight to Amazon. You do not need to go through a third party, a middleman, an intermediary. You can go straight to them. If you are nodding your head and you understand that simple math, go to their calculator and see for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. And if in fact, sourcing your books direct is something that you would like to know more about, send me a note. This is what I do. And this is part of why I have avoided using a book aggregator or domestic printers since I started this author journey. See, because here's the thing. I'm more interested in selling at a higher profit margin. And you have a choice whether you choose to play one game or another or both is completely up to you. But I drew that line in the sand very early on, mainly because branding and PR that lend to direct sales makes more money for me. It's different when you play the volume game, and I'll have to dedicate another episode to that because it can work as well. It's just a matter of choosing which game you want to play. The whole Ingram experiment just reinforced for me that the ways that I prefer to sell books are the right avenues for me. That's sourcing direct and selling direct from my website because that's the most margin. That's selling in bulk to organizations, institutions, corporations, and others, and that's selling wholesale to indie bookstores. Those are my main picks. You have to choose which are the ones that are going to work out best for you. That might take some testing. And if you take my word for it and you understand that it's possible to shortcut the whole process of figuring this out on your own, I would love to hear from you. Reach out through a DM on Instagram or connect with me on my website, childrensbookmarketing.co. Check out the show notes so you can get the links so you can go and use Ingram Spark to scope your pricing if you choose to print directly with them. They probably have a free coupon, so if you get on their email list, you can receive notice of when they run that. They run it every couple of months. And then look for the next two episodes because I am going in on why I've avoided Amazon all this time and how that might change in the next coming weeks. So if this episode was helpful, make sure you share your feedback in a review on Apple or on Spotify. Would love to hear what you think. Until next time, talk to you again soon. Bye now.